Today's daf is daf nun. So today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family in honor of children, grandchildren, and parents, and by the Shulmans before Shlema for Pinchas Ben Tova, and anonymously for the yard side of the Maharal today. So take it in the bottom of Mem Tes of Nebez, the last two lines. The Gemara quoted from the Mishnah, Kim Maaseu Bechol. So we had the discussion what happens with the Nisach Mayim when it falls out on a Shabbos, because there are 7 days of Sukkot, and if you bring it every single day, you're inevitably going to have one of those days, it's going to be a Shabbos. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah, everything that took place on Yachol takes place on Shabbos as well, with one exception, is that you have to fill up the water before Shabbos, because you can't fill up on Shabbos, it's going to violate Hotzah, bringing the water from the well, from the spring, to the base of Mikdash. But when they filled it up on Erev Shabbos, they have to use a klichol, because if they use the klisharis, so now the mayim is kodesh, and then if it's left out overnight, it's going to be a psul lina. So you have to use a klichol. That was the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, again, last two lines of Mem Tes Amid Beis, Vamai, why do they have to use a klichol? Naisi b'mukodesh, why not use a klisharis? And still, it won't be in violation of, it won't create a psul lina. So if you look at Rashi to explain the question here, Rashi in the bottom, last four lines of Rashi, Vamai, Naisi b'mukodesh, use a klisharis to fill it up Erev Shabbos. The Kasaka Daita, the Havamina here is, Eina kli mikachin kedushas aguf lipasal belina. A kli does not have the wherewithal to make the mayim kedushas guf, to then make it subject to the psulina. Elam kein daito shik tishenu hakli. Unless there's kavana to be mekadesh now. But if you use a kli sharis to draw the water, it's not going to automatically make the water kodesh unless you have kavana. The kavana here clearly is not to have a kodesh. It wants it to be kodesh only tomorrow on Shabbos. Oh, alternatively, even it does have the ability to make something kadosh against its will, still, im yesh ben yosim mikishir, if let's say you fill up the pitcher more than the necessary shear, so the shear of nisach hamayim, according to the chachamim, is shlosha lugin. So if you have a pitcher that's four lug, let's say, for example, that also does not have the ability if you collect more than the necessary shear. Again, im yesh ben yosim mikishir, ein ru'uyin l'kli. It's not fit to have this kli, v'ein ha'kli mekachin. The kli sharis is only able to be mekadesh if it has the right amount of the shear, but more than the shear, it won't be mekadesh. So the Gemara is in essence asking, you could still use a kli sharis and you could circumvent the problem of making it kodesh, either because you don't have kavana to mekadesh it now or makdesh it now, or because you can have a kli where it doesn't have the right amount of shear. So the Gemara gives three different explanations here. First one is Amar Zi'iri. Zi'iri holds kasavar ein shear l'mayim. There is no shear for water. If you look at Rashi to explain why is there no shear for mayim, didn't we say in the Mishnah it's shlosha lugin according to the Chachamim? Rehuda holds it's one lug. So says Rashi, ain shear l'mayim, she'afilu yosem is shlosha lugin ruin l'nosech. Even more than three lug is still fit to be used for nisach hamayim. Why? The lo pirsha b'hen Torah shiur. The Torah never specifies the shear of nisach hamayim. Hilkach ruin l'kliheim, v'chol kli miyan mekadshem, d'chsev ka nogehem yikadesh. So that's the first point, that there's no shear minat Torah of water. And point two, Ziri says, v'chlisharis, back in Tanya Gemara, v'chlisharis, mikachin shlomidas, also, a klisharis will automatically make the water, or whatever it's inside, is kodesh, even if you don't have intention of it. So both those assumptions of that question were both wrong to Ziri, and they both will create the kedusha. So number one is the shear doesn't make a difference, and number two is the klisharis will automatically make the water kodesh, and for that reason you have to use a klichol. That's Ziri's understanding. And the Gemara explained, just continuing on Zeiri's understanding, because the e maisi b'mukudesh is on the top line of Daf Nun now, if one does bring the water in a klisharis, it's mukudesh, it becomes automatically kodesh, and then if silu lehu belina, then you leave it out overnight to use the next day on Shabbos, that will be subject to the psulina. So that's all Zeiri's understanding. Now comes along Chizkiah. Chizkiah amar, klisharis ein mekachin el midas. He says, no, the truth is that the klisharis will not be makdish against your will. And when you put the water in the klisharis, it won't be kodesh. So why not use it? It should be completely fine to use this klisharis if you don't have das to be makdish now. He says, because there's a gezeira, shema yomu ladas niskachu. People might think that you did have das to makdish the water, and you used it anyways the next day, and they'll say, oh, psulina doesn't affect the water. So look how Rashi explains all this. Says Rashi two lines down here, chizki amar. You could certainly infer from here, de'ein shilamayim. There's no shilamayim, that's fine. Aval kiddush shilomidas lo mishamina minei. But you can't learn the klal that kiddush shilomidas doesn't work. Because maybe kiddush, even if it does not work, meaning you have to have das to make a makdish, you still couldn't use a kli sharis. Why not? The time of the masis and the lomaisi bin mekudesh, the reason why they didn't use a kli sharis is the man, the chazi, the one who observes what was going on, that you drew the water of the nisach hamayim erev Shabbos. They're going to say, lamachar de shakli lihu, they see you take the same exact water, mito kli sharis. The same kli sharis you used yesterday to draw the water, using now to pour in the mizbeach, and they're going to hold, they're going to assume, sabar, ledas, shi kadshem kli, ninu bomi esmol. And they saw that yesterday, they thought, they assumed, that you were mekadesh bigdas, v'cheben dein shulamayim kadshem kli, and the water was kodesh already yesterday, erev Shabbos. Because you don't need a set shear for the Nisach HaMayim. V'kachazi, the Menas Chelu. And now they're seeing today, you're using that water to pour the Mizbech. And Shema Mina, they're going to infer from all this, Ein Lina Mo Elas Min Nisachim. That Lina does not affect, does not impact Nisachim at all, which is incorrect. V'nafke Minei Churva. And therefore, even though you're right, in theory, you could have used the Kli Sharis because you didn't have Kavanah to Yimaktish it, it still wouldn't be allowed because of this Gezerah. That's Chizkiya's understanding. Comes along now a third shot here. Amar Rabbi Yana, rather. Amar Rabbi Yana, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Afilu tema yeshil maim. Even if one wants to say that there's a set shear for water, three lug is an absolute shear, and kli sharis ain makachin el medas, and so too a kli sharis also only works if you had the proper das. So still, if you use a large pitcher of Shabbos, seemingly it would be okay. There should be concern the kli sharis won't be makdishit because you have a larger shear than needed. Still, nonetheless, there's a gzera. They said, don't use a kli sharis regardless on Erev Shabbos. Gzera shema yomru l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim malan. It was filled up for the purposes of washing the hands and legs. And then they went ahead to use it for the Nisach HaMayim. So what's going on here? So you need to read Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yana Amar, afilu tema yeshil maim, v'afilu hachi nafak meni churba. Even if you make the assumption that the large pitcher of water won't be makdish the Nisach HaMayim because you have a much larger shear than needed for the Nisach HaMayim, much more than three lug. And you also assume that kli sharis is only makadesh b'das. Still, don't use it, because Rashi says, G'zeira shema yomru l'kiddush yadayim raglayim, l'koyin gadol malam v'kitchen makli. Maybe they use the pitcher in order to fill the water up to wash the hands and legs of the koyin gadol. Shein makachin yadayim raglayim el b'mayim mekudashim. That the only way to wash hands and legs is using water that was mekudash through kli sharis, dum yud dekiur. The kiyur was a kli sharis, the regular sink in the mishkan, the base of Migdash. Shenim shach b'shem mishkan was anointed with the oils. U'mekadish es meimav, it was also, it sanctified the waters. So just like the kiyur was a kli sharis, so to any other water one may want to use for washing hands and legs must be through a kli sharis. And then v'heim l'kiddush yadayim raglayim. V'yav kiton shel zov, v'sheyu osin l'chavodah shel kohen gadol, l'kadish heimanu yadav raglav. They use a special golden pitcher to wash the hands and feet of the Kohen Gadol. Kidamrina Beseda Yuma Perak Taref Bekalpi, the Kudashaya. It was a kli sharis they used. He didn't use the kir, he used a special golden pitcher. Vasla Memer, they're going to say, people observe what went on, that they're going to say, Hacha l'kiddushin adayim raglayim milum. They thought maybe Erev Shabbos, when they're filling up the water from the spring, using a kli sharis, they thought maybe they're using a kli sharis to wash the hands and feet of the Kohen Gadol. And let's say shehura, there's no shear for washing hands and legs of the Kohen Gadol. She'afilu hava me'alugin ruinheim l'kli v'nishkachu. You could fill up 100 lug of water to wash the hands and legs in the Kohen Gadol. V'chichadu de'benaskiu, now they see this kli sharis that they thought was really used for the Kohen Gadol's washing hands. They're seeing it using for Nisach HaMayim now. Amar ein lina melas b'nisachim. So yes, it was done correctly yesterday. The water was drawn yesterday for the purposes of the Kohen Gadol, and now they have some leftovers, so it was left out overnight. They're going to say, oh, psulina doesn't affect Nisach HaMayim, and that's all incorrect. And for that reason, Rabbi Yanai says, don't use a kli sharis erev Shabbos. So those are three different pshat. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, nishbecha onis galta, if the water spilled, or if the water is left out overnight. So we see from here that mayim megulim is disqualified from being used for the mizbech. So why is that? So the Gemara says, now the concern Rashi pointed out is because we're concerned that a snake may have came by, left some of its venom, and it's dangerous to do so, so it's possible the mizbech. So v'amai, so why is that possible? La'avir b'mesanenes. Use some type of strainer, pour the water over, and the strainer is able to separate the venom and the water below. So why not use a strainer? That's a very simple solution. So it must be, Leima Masisin is delo k'Rabbi Nechemya. Our Mishnah must not hold like Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya is one who holds that a misanenes, a strainer, does work, it does separate the venom, but since our Mishnah doesn't allow you to use a strainer, must be our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Nechemia. So where do we see the Rabbi Nechemia allows you to use a strainer? To Tani, the Braisa says, Misanenes Yeshua Mishim Gilu. The Tanakhama holds a strainer does not work for Gile. A strainer does not have the ability to separate the venom, and it's still pusle. So that's the author of our Mishnah. Misanenes doesn't work. It left it overnight. Water is pusle lagamri. There's no solution. But Rabbi Nechemia, who is not like our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Amasai, when is it true that a misanenes doesn't work? Bizman she'atachton megula, when the bottom was completely exposed, just a regular pitcher, regular barrel was exposed, there's no solution. Aval bizman she'atachton mechusa, afal pi she'alyona megula. Let's say you have two barrels on top of each other. The bottom one was covered, the top one was megula. So now, if the top one was Megula, what you do is, to get it to the bottom one, you put a strainer in between, you kind of release it, I'm guessing, you release like a little block in between, you put a strainer there, the water drips from the top all the way through to the bottom, and the strainer is going to separate the venom on top. So again, he says, Amasai, when is it true when it's possible? Bizman she'tachton Megula. When the bottom barrel was completely exposed, all the water winds to the bottom there, there's no way to strain it, that's when it's possible. Aval bizman she'tachton, when the upper barrel, the upper whatever, vat, was rather, but the bottom one is covered. Even though the upper one was exposed, it's not subject to the psuli. The venom of the snake is like a swig, like a sponge, would mean it kind of stays together. It's somewhat congealed and stuck together, and then it's off of the omer bimkoma. It's going to stay on top. So if you put a strainer, it's going to pass through, but the venom will stay on top of it. So then that's a solution to separate it. So why didn't our Mishnah hold of this? Must be our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Nechemia. And Misanenes does not work to separate the venom. So the Gemara then says, that no, not true. Afilu tamu Rabbi Nechemia. The truth is, even Rabbi Nechemia says, could be the author of our Mishnah. When does Rabbi Nechemia allow you to use a Misanenes? Amar damar Rabbi Nechemia lehedu. When a regular person's eating it, so the solution is to separate the venom, it won't be dangerous. That's allowed by regular hedio. When it comes to Val Gavoa, when it comes to the Mizbeach, Mi Amar, does he not, would he say it? Would he allow you to use a Misanenes as a solution to allow you to use this venom and water mixed together for the Mizbeach? But less say the Rabbi Nechemia, does he not hold to the Pasuk, the concept that we say in the Pasuk, Hakrivehu na lifachasecha, hayirtzecha, that, oh, Hayisha lefanecha Amar Hashem mitzvakos. The Pasuk Malachi tells us that when you come to bring a carbon, everything must be completely perfect. And it's even though it might not be dangerous, no one's eating or drinking the water, it's not really dangerous, but to have the venom that was mixed together with the water would just be completely inappropriate to be used for the Gavoa. And that's why even Rabbi Nechemia will say in this case, in Misanenes does not work. Hajin lach lulav v'arava. Now we begin the fifth and final parak of the Masech. So the Mishnah says, continuing the same theme of the previous Mishnah, so the previous parak, about which days, how many days each mitzvah is for. For example, we said that the mitzvah of lulav was 7 days, the rava was 6 and 7 days. So now, ha-chalil, chamisha, v'shisha, that the chalil is 5 or 6 days. What is the chalil? Chalil is a type of flute that was used. If you look at Rashi, zeh chalil shayu mechalin l'rabos simcha l'beis ha-shoeva l'farish b'masisin. It was in order to enhance, to increase, to embellish the simcha of the simcha's beis shoeva. That's according to Rashi. The simcha here is the simcha of the beis shoeva of nisach hamayim, it seems from Rashi. But according to Rambam, the celebration is not the nisach hamayim. The celebration is sukkos, regardless of nisach hamayim. Sukkos itself, nafkamina being, bizman hazeh, is there a concept of simcha's beis shoeva? Well, of course, there's no nisach hamayim bizman hazeh, so there should not be an inyan of nisach hamayim. But according to the Rambam, holds that the Simchas Beis Shoeva is a celebration of Sukkot itself. So afilu bezman hazeh, there should be a concept of celebration of Simchas Beis Shoeva because it's a Simcha of the Chag, not a Simcha of the Nisach HaMayim. So either way, it says that you blow the flutes and the instruments, you blow either for 5 days or 6 days. Why is that? So Rashi explains here, I have to finish the Mishnah first, sorry, because, again, Zeh Uchalil Shel Beis Shoeva, She'enu Docha Losa Shabbos, Losa Yomtif, it's not Docha Shabbos, nor is it Docha Yomtif. So let's say you have 7 days of Sukkot. So day one's already out of the question because it's Yontif. So you have 6 days left. So if first day of Yontif was on Shabbos, so then you have 6 days of Chol HaMoed during the week. So you have 6 full days of Simchas Beis Shoeva. But let's say Yontif Rishon falls out on any other day of the week, which means one of the days of Chol HaMoed will be on Shabbos. So now you've lost 1 day of Simchas Beis Shoeva. You're left with only 5 days of Simchas Beis Shoeva. So the Cholil is either 5 days or 6 days, depending on how that Sukkot falls out. So look at Tosas in the bottom before you turn the page here. The very last Tosas he writes, She'eino docha losa yom tov losa Shabbos. That the instruments, the playing of the flutes and others, are instruments are not docha Shabbos yom tov. Why not? V'yafagav d'chalil eino asa el mishum shema yisakin klishir. Why can you play instruments on Shabbos? There's no isa der isa. It's a shus, because you might come to fix it. Your string of your guitar might snap and you want to rewire it. You fix it. That's a shvus ba'alma. Kamo lo mesap, kamo lo metapchen, just like you can't clap your hands and you can't dance on Shabbos according to the Mishnah Beitza. V'kaimelon ein shvus b'mikdash. But wait a second. There's no shvus b'mikdash, so it should be entirely permitted to play instruments, the flute and whatnot, in the base of mikdash. So why is it usher? So Tosfos says, you're right. In general, Ein Shvus V'Mikdash would allow you to play instruments, but Kevan, Beis HaShoeva, is shiny. The Beis HaShoeva is different. Kedamrina Megamar, Te'enu Ela Mishum Simcha Yisera. It's not a real need. Simcha's Beis HaShoeva is a nice thing. It's added Simcha. But the urgency of violating a Shvus, Ein Shvus V'Mikdash doesn't mean just do whatever you want. It doesn't mean you can walk around carrying mukhs in the Beis HaMikdash. There has to be a certain tzarech, a certain need. So when the need is great, so then you could violate a Shvus. When the need isn't so great, so then you can't violate the Shavuos. There's not a great need for the Simchas Beis Shreva. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's a Simcha Yisera, but that's not enough of a call to violate the Shavuos of playing instruments on Shabbos. Now, the Chazanish points out that even though they wouldn't play instruments on Shabbos, they were still Simcha. They still sang and still celebrated Simchas Beis Shreva in a different way on Shabbos, but there still definitely was Simcha. So now the Gemara says, I'm a base. Sorry?
Aren't they playing instruments?
That's a different thing. That's for karbanos, but not for the Simchas Beis Shoeva. That's a tzorach. That's a tzorach of the karban. So we're about to address that. So now the Gemara says, Amen Bezir, Itmar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eina, Chad Tani Shoeva, V'chad Tani Chashuva. Simchas Beis Chashuva is the other man d'amar. There's a machlokas amaram how to read this. Now the Bar Tzchias, who oftentimes makes historical points on the Gemara, he says it must be in the times of these amaram, the Mishnahs were not yet written, because otherwise they'd open up a Mishnah and see what it said. It's a strange thing because it was, we were taught it was written before the Amoraim, so I'm not sure exactly what that means. But the others say, no, it's a mistake. Many times mistakes happen when, even though they had copies of the Mishnayos, there weren't that many, and a mistake could happen very easily in the Mishnayos, so that's not a riot that they didn't have Mishnayos in front of them. Either way, there's a machlokas. Was the word Shoeva or was the word Chashuva? So Amar Mar Zutra Man Detani Shoeva Lo Mishabesh Man Detani Chashuva Lo Mishabesh. The he who had the Besorah, it was Shoeva, was not mistaken, nor was the one who had Chashuva. They both make sense. How so? Man Detani Shoeva Lo Mishabesh. Why would you call it Simchas Beis Shoeva? The Chassid says Ushaf the Mayim Besozon, that you would draw the water. It's a Sheiva. So that's why it's a Sheiva. You draw the water. The simple pshat is, could you did a Sheiva from the wellspring that's below Yushalayim? Now look at Tosus, who quotes an interesting Yushalmi. Yushalmi says in the Tosus, Chad Tani Shoeva, Yushalmi Mefarish, Shemisham Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh, Sheashchina Shora Mitoch Simcha. Because it wasn't referring to the Shoeva of the water, but a Sheiva immersing oneself, drawing from the Ruach HaKodesh that was available at Simcha. Because the Gemara tells us based on the Pesukim, Dechsevaihi Kenagim Menagin, Vati Alav Ruach Hashem, it says by David, he used to play the harp. And the music would bring him to a high state of simcha, and through that he'd connect to the Ruach HaKodesh. Here as well, the simcha based on Shoeva led to people drawing from Ruach HaKodesh, Shechina Shorah Mitoch Simcha. That's the idea according to Yushalmi. So then the Gemara says further, Iman Detani Chashuva, it was called Simcha's base, Chashuva, so Lo Meshabes wasn't mistaken either. The Amar, Rav Nachman Mitzvah, Chashuva, it's a very Chashu Mitzvah. Why? Uva Mishesh Yimei Breishis. It dated back to the times of Shesh Yimei Breishis. How so? The Rashi references what we saw yesterday. Shishin Nivru Mishesh Yimei Breishis L'kabel HaNesachim. Breishis meant Barashis. The Shishin. The Nisach HaMayim ultimately went down, according to two opinions, went down to the Shishin. So somehow the Nisach HaMayim is connecting to the Breishis, the Bries HaOlam. That's a Chashuva. That's a Mitzvah Chashuva. And for that reason, it's called Simchas Beis Chashuva. Fine, bite in the Gemara now. The Gemara then says, Tanya Rabbanan, Hechalil doches Shabbos divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, v'chachamim amrim af yamtif eino docha. So the machlok is here. First man, Rabbi Yosi holds that a chalil flute is docha Shabbos, and chachamim say it's not docha, not even yamtif. Not Shabbos, not even yamtif, it's not docha. So unclear what it's talking about right now. Is it talking about Sukkot? Is it talking about the rest of the year? So the Gemara explains. So Amr of Yosef. Machlok is Bashir Shah Karban, as we referred to this. This whole machlok is referring to whether in general, on a regular Shabbos, when they bring the Karban Tamar, they sing songs, would they play a flute and other instruments, or were they not? That's the machlok. It's nothing to do at all with Simchas Beis Shoeva. Machlok is Bashir Shah Karban. The Rabbi Yossi Saver Iker Shira Bekli. The primary way, this is Machlokas, the Gemara in Erechin and elsewhere. What is the primary way of the song that accompanied every carbon? Every carbon, the din is you would pour the wine, Nisachayan, and while they pour the wine on the Mizbeach, they'd sing a song. Levim would sing a song. Now, would the Iker song be Bepeh, the word, the singing, or would it be playing the instruments? So Rabbi Yossi felt that the Iker Shira was Bekli with the instruments. Therefore, as a status of being an avoda, and avoda is dochas Shabbos. Rabbanan, on the other hand, Rabbanan Savri, Iker Shira Bepeh. The primary way to sing was through singing and not through instruments, and therefore the playing of the kli shir, lav avodi, ve'eino dochas Shabbos, not dochas Shabbos. That's machlokas. Machlokas is kli, Iker kli Bepeh, or Iker kli Iker shir Bekli, or Iker shir Bepeh. About shir shel Shu'eva, when it came to celebrating the Simchas Be'i Shu'eva on Sukkot, Divriya kol simchi, everyone agrees it's simply a simcha, it's not a mitzvah, not an avodah at all. Ve'eino dochas Shabbos, not dochas Shabbos at all. So just look at Rashi to fill in some of the gaps here. Rashi explains Iker Shira around 7 arrow lines down here. Iker Shira, shekarben sibur ton shir min haTorah. There's a mitzvah there, Isa, the Gemara Erechin says, to sing a song while bringing the carbon, in particular during the Nisa Chayayin. Kedamrina b'maseches Erechin mekama mikros. Many psukim prove this point. The Sabbath Rabbi Yehuda, Iker Ashir, Eino Elam Kein, Chalil Makim Ashir. If you kind of bang on the Chalil along with the song, V'chein Kinaros, V'nevalim, I don't know, harps and other types of instruments, Hakol Kiminina, for Sham, like the Gemara is explaining there, how many you need. Hilgach Avodi, and therefore it's an Avoda. V'chihecha, the Tamid Docha, the Shabbos, just like the carbon Tamid itself is Docha Shabbos, the Shechting of it and everything else is Docha, so to the Shir Shalonami Docha Shabbos. That's all the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Chacham hold Bepeh. The Iker Shir is Bepeh, Rashi explains, Halavim Omer Mashir Davar Yom B'Yom, they'd say this special Shir Shiyom every single day, and Rashi goes on to explain what this is, and therefore the Kli is not Iker, and it's not in violation, it cannot Docha Shabbos. The next Rashi says, Aval Shir Shel Shoeva, Shaya Kol Alayla, they would sing all night long, the Simchas Beis Shoeva, Amal Sayorodos Mi Ezra Yisrael, they'd go down the different steps of the Ezra Yisrael, from the Ulam, Ezra Yisrael to Ezra Nashim, then that certainly would not require Divrei HaKol, says Rashi, Simcha Yaseirahi, V'einam in HaTorah, there's no source in the Torah for this, Ella, L'chaviv it's in the mitzvahs. It's simply a way to show one's love for the mitzvahs, below Dach Yisrael Shabbos. Okay, excellent. So now the Gemara says halfway down Nun Amid Beis here. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says as follows. Amina, how do I know? The Baha Pligi, who said that this was Machlokas? Who said that the Machlokas between Rav Yosef and Yehuda and Chachamim is about whether Ikashir is Bepeh or Bekli? How do we know this? How do we know such a Machlokas exists? So at the time the Gemara brings a Machlokas, that Kli Sharis Shason Shalates. A regular Kli Sharis, not an instrument. Just a regular Kli Sharis. You have a vessel that was made of wood. Is that a wooden vessel? Is that called a Kli Sharis? Can you have a wooden vessel in the base of Mikdash that's called a Kli Sharis? So Revi Posel, Revi held that a Kli Sharis cannot be made of wood, and if one tries to, it won't work. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Machshir, he says it does work. So my lava is not that they're arguing about Bahakamifigli. Man de Machshir, Saver, Ikashir, Bekli. So let's understand this. So one who holds that a Kli Sharis Be'etz can be, innate, made from wood, must hold that a kli, the Iker Shira is Bekli. Now, V'yafinon me'abuva de Moshe. Moshe had this abuva, I don't know if it was a flute or something, he had an instrument in the Midbar. He had a wooden flute. And that was a kli shir he'd use. So if Moshe used it, and in the times of Moshe, that was considered a kli sharis. So if it was used in the times of kli sharis, it must be that was, if you hold that the Iker Shira is Bekli, so that means that you can only use a kli sharis. So when Moshe used this wooden abuva, it was a kli sharis, and you could learn from just like that with a kli sharis, so to any other type of kli sharis, whether it's a pot or pan made of wood, would also be a kli sharis. Uman the pasul, the one who says, no, a kli sharis cannot come from wood. Ah, but didn't Moshe Benu sing? Didn't he play the flute from a wooden thing? No, because ikashir is not be kli, it's bepeh. That was a nice enhancement, that wasn't a kli sharis. Saber ikashir bepeh. You can't learn from Moshe Benu's wooden flute because that wasn't part of the avoda. It wasn't part of the ikashir. It's not the kli. It's bepeh. So the question becomes, in the end, do you learn? Can you learn from the abuva of Moshe or not? It will tell you if a kli sharis, if the ikashir is bekli, then you can learn from Moshe Benu's flute. If the ikashir is bepeh, not bekli, then you cannot learn. You cannot use Moshe Benu's wooden flute as a model. That's the first understanding, and that's how we know there's such a machlokas about ikashir bepeh or bekli. Gemara says, "Lo, duchuli alma ikashira bikli." Everybody agrees the primary way to fulfill the mitzvah of a shira is by playing instruments. So what's the machlokas here? So if it's about instruments, Moshe Rabbeinu had a wooden instrument, and that was a kli sharis then, because he could only have a ikashir bikli if you use a kli sharis. So why wouldn't one use that as a model for other kli sharis made of wood? So Gemara says machlokas here is a hacha bedanin efsher mishii efsher. The question is, can you use our case? We live in a time, or the basic mikdash was a time, where you could have used other materials. You did not have to use wood. Moshe Rabbeinu was only able to use wood. He didn't have other types of metals to make an instrument, so he was stuck in using wood. So that's the case of Efshar. Can you use Moshe Rabbeinu's case of Efshar to apply to the time of the basic mikdash, where it was Efshar to use metals? So that's the machlokas. B'halcha, bedanin Efshar, mishi Efshar. K'miflugi. Man the machshir, the one who uses Moshe Rabbeinu's wooden flute as a model for kli sharis in the times of the mikdash, sever danin efshar mishi efshar. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was a case of efshar, you could still learn from there to our times of efshar. But man, the apostle, the woes who said you can't use a kli sharis of wood, sever lo danin efshar mishi efshar. Moshe Rabbeinu had an exception. That was harasha the shas of the chak. But don't use that as a model of the times of the mikdash, where it was efshar to use metals, and therefore a kli sharis shall eight to be possible according to Rebbe. So nothing to do at all according to this second approach of ikur shir b'peh of a kli. And then the Gemara says, finally, Ibai Seima, maybe, Chuliyama, Ikashir Repeh. Another way to explain this machlokas about Klisharis Be'etz or not is as follows. Maybe, the Chuliyama, Ikashir Repeh. Everybody agrees that the primary way to fulfill the mitzvah Shira is by singing. Ve'ein danin efshar mishi efshar. And moreover, you don't learn the idea of a possible from impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be used as a model. It was a time of impossibility. He had to use wood. So what's machlokas then? You have no basis to use a klisharis of eights. Why do one think you can? So it's a whole other angle now. The Gemara explains, Hacha b'meilef menorah b'chlali uprate or b'ribui umyut. When we have the psukim, that darshan, the menorah, do you use the model, the drasha of klal prat, or do you use ribui umyut? Karmifaki, that's machlokas. Rebbe always darshan's darsh klali uprate. Rabbi Yossi Rehuda darsh ribui umyut. How do we explain this? Rebbe darish klal prate v'asis a menorah klal. That's a klal. Make a menorah. Doesn't specify. Just make a menorah. And then we have a zav. Make it of gold. Zav tower. That's a prat. That's a detail. Miksha teasa menorah. Make it a menorah. That's another chazer klal. So now you can invoke klal uprato klal. We have a klal. We have the concept iatadan elokena prat. That the only way to expand the prat is has to the other inclusions must be similar to the prat. Ma prat mefur shematecha is that just like the gold, the example given is made of metal, af kol shel matecha, so to any other type of klisharis must be made of metal. That's the understanding of Rebbe, who passes wood must be metal. Could you use a klal prat from the menorah? Rebbe Yosef Yehuda darsh ribu yomi, which is a very different drasha, which is vasisa menorahs is the riba. Zav tower is the miat. Miksha teaser hamnorah chazar riba. We have now a riba miat a riba. What does this drasha tell us? Riba kol. Nishi riba includes everything. Then my riba, rabba kol mila everything. And my miyat is not singling out a concept. It's just one example. A klal prat of klal has to be, everything must be similar to the prat. Riba miyat is very different. You include everything. The miyat just removes one item. What's excluding? My miyat shacharis, that a earthenware cannot be used for klisharis. But every other material, metal, wood, whatnot, it's all acceptable for a klishar. So that's the other approach to this brisa. Let's quickly recap what we did today. We first spoke about what the Gemara asked the question, why did you not use a klisharis to fill up the water Erev Shabbos for Nisach HaMayim? And the Gemara ended up having three different explanations, and they had a debate whether or not a klisharis could be makdish, that which does not have the proper shear of Nisach HaMayim. If it's more than the shear, will it still be makadish it or not? And also whether klisharis is makadshin shlomi das, or you need das in order to be mekadesh it. And then we had the three different answers, and one answer was Gzeirah Shem, you're going to think that you could use a klisharis, that Mayim, Nisach HaMayim, is not subject to psulina. That was in essence the Gzeirah here. And then we spoke about the psul of Mayim Megulim, that Rabbi Nechemiah said you could use a strainer, so why not use a strainer here for the Mishnah to separate the venom, so it must be not like Rabbi Nechemiah. And Gemara says, no, Rabbi Nechemiah says that only works by a hedyot, but to use a strainer for a gavoa, and to have water that was once mixed with venom would be inappropriate, and even he would agree to the Mishnah, it would be possible. Then we spoke about the challah, which is 5 or 6 days, the lashon of beis shoeva, the shafta mayim, and the shiva of the ruach hakodesh versus mitzvahs beis chashuva, because it's chashuva in that it dated back to the times of sheishim ei bereishis, And then we had machlokas the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Chachamim whether the chal is docha Shabbos or not. And then Rabbi Yosef says that whole machlok is about a regular carbon. Rabbi Yosef says it's docha the carbon because the ikashir bekli. Racham said ikashir is bepeh, so the instruments are not docha Shabbos. When it comes to Simchas Beis Shu'eva, everybody's in agreement that it's not docha. The instruments are not docha Shabbos because it's simply a Simcha Yisera. We try bringing a basis for the machlokas of ikashir bepeh versus kli based on using a wooden klisharis. Does that work or not work? So initially we thought that's the machlokas, whether you could learn out from Moshe Beno's wooden flute. If it's a klisharis, it's ikar shibba kli, you could use it. Ikar shibba peh, you could not use it as a model. But then the Gemara says maybe they're arguing about whether you could learn efshar mashiach shar. Then finally, the third approach was that maybe they're arguing about whether or not it's a klal prada klal from menorah or riba miut uriba. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.